Michigan's Upper Peninsula is my home and Escanaba is my hometown. I'm Craig Warple. Hometown Escanaba connects with the people, activities, and newsmakers of Escanaba and the UP. Join us for more interviews at hometownescanaba.com. Now let's find out what's going on. What do you do when you have nobody to talk with? You ask Mike Canall to come on by. Good morning, Mike.
You're stuck with me. Good morning.
I'm not stuck. Not stuck at all. It's a pleasure to be able to talk with you. Of course, Mike plays with the group Stonewall, and all morning here we've been talking about local musicians and local groups. And Mike is a songwriter in his own right, and we're going to start off actually with one of his songs here this morning, Remembering the Good Old Days.
There you go.
Pickup trucks and Trans Ams, Def Leppard at the high school dance, picking her up at her mama's house. Wonder where she's living now. It was Kid Rock and GNR, backseat of my daddy's car. Dirtiest rappers we'd ever seen, except Young MC, he was clean. It was kick the can and steal the flag, man, we love the USA. Dirt bikes and BMX, Bon Jovi at the junior high dance, Van Halen in Panama, Ride the Lightning and Kill 'Em All, AC/DC and Thunderstruck, speakers on the bed of my truck. Wish I could have it back again, hanging out with my old friends. We lost some along the way. Those were the good old days. We could see our future hanging on the moon. Who'd have thought it could be so damn camp, chewing the fat, Willie Nelson on my baseball cap, tire fires and not a cat, great white, and fast a pussycat, shot at the devil and ice cream man, I was Weird Al's biggest fan, hockey hair and Eisenman, Lions even stunk back then, Bill Lambert in the microwave, 84 Tigers were all the rage. Of Hazzard and Vegemite, driving movies on a Friday night. Wish I could have it back again, hanging out with my old friends. We lost some along the way. Those were the good old days,
I said.
Those were the good old days.
One time.
Those were the good old days.
We could see.
That is Stonewall with the good old days. And whether you grew up in the 80s or the 90s or the 70s like me, even though some of the items might change, it's all the same.
Yeah, it's that was one, well, Craig was badgering me to get some recordings in there, so we kind of went in there. It's not completely finished, but it sounded pretty good, I thought. It sounded pretty good in there.
What do you mean it's not finished? Yeah. I've had that thing for months now.
Yeah, it still needs some honing and
are you
stuff.
Doing that?
We need solos and stuff like that. Actually, no, we're working on, we could be going for a little change because our drummer might be leaving. So
we're getting a job out west. Yeah.
Yep. So I've been doing the drumming on that song. I did the drumming for that one. So it's, I don't really want to drum, but because
right.
I'm not much of, I can keep a beat, but it's music is just so much fun to make. And it was great hearing Mark talk about this morning on his show.
Mark Warpel, my brother, yeah. who's going to be playing with Ricky Metlock with Lynyrd Skynyrd and Blackfoot.
Yeah.
And of course, that's why Ricky left Lynyrd Skynyrd to begin with, because he was on the first albums. And then he left before they became famous because he wanted to play guitar.
Right.
And he was playing drums with the group there. And so that's kind of like you. Look what you got ahead of you, right?
On a smaller scale, yes.
But that's what's really cool. I mean, one of the nice, and I realize that we're kind of probably talking with people that they don't want to listen to here locally, but for crying out loud, you know, we got Kevin Chown, who's played all over the world, Mark yep. Warpel, who's played and knows all
right.
the people that he's playing with and what they're going through even right now. And then we talk with local bands here with, you know, guys from Sit Down Francis and
yeah.
when he came in and
absolutely
and talked with us. And it's just it's kind of fun to deal with music that involves people here from our community.
It's a good sense of commonality. And I think Ricky said it best in our interview with him is that when you play music, like after his the pandemic hit, mm-hmm. and he said when they got out there and played for the first time, all the people in the crowd have that common ground together with music. And whether you like it or don't like it, they're still there together to support that. And that's what I like about what you're doing in this community, trying to get that music back in there and get more people out there to play.
With the DDA and the
downtown. They do it on
stuff,
the music yeah. co-op. There's the music co-op on Facebook that's Lois has been doing and is starting to hit up pretty big. And there's lots of music everywhere.
Bay College been doing that as well. And you didn't get a chance to go see Sit Down,
yeah,
Francis.
I had hit up Steve yesterday, but I'm sure he's just relieving from the stresses because he does still get stressed about stuff like that. So I'm kind of interested to see how he thought the turnout was and if it was, you know, good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure anytime you're playing music.
Yeah.
It's well, good, right?
It's the same everywhere. I think in the wintertime we get into these doldrums. So when there is live music out, it's nice to see a packed house when you get in there. I see that with comedy nights when I go out to comedy. So Sunday we got a really good comic coming and the next Thursday a really good comic as well. And a lot of folks that I talk to here are like, well, that's kind of past my bedtime on a Sunday night, 8 o'clock. And I'm like, come on.
Well, that's only because I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
True. And I'm not speaking for about you, but other folks have said that. And I'm like, you got, you know, plenty of time. And I think people think that if I go out, it's going to be a whole night out. And realistically, for something like comedy night, I get out there at 7. Show starts at 8. It's done by 9. So I'm still able to go get some food and then come home. I'm usually still in bed by 9:30, 10 o'clock. So still pretty young. I think we just all have that vitamin D deficit that makes us kind of go into those doldrummy modes, which is why so many people like to go south for a little while. Just to get that.
Which you're still going to do here a little bit.
Absolutely.
But that's also why we have Restaurant Week coming up in
yes,
Escanaba, because you were mentioning that. And in reality, all it is just kind of putting the focus back on going out to eat. And looking at what could be fun in going out to eat.
Absolutely.
There's really nothing more to it than that.
Right.
There are some deals, yes, but there's also some fun things. Like Adam over at Rosie's Diner.
Mm.
You know, he's putting together a breakfast skillet dinner kind of a
Ooh.
Thing. What is it called? It's called a poutine.
Yummy.
You're, yeah. It's definitely yummy because
yeah.
it's piled with French fries and a sausage gravy, and then you top it with cheese curds and smoked Canadian
wow.
bacon, and then you put two eggs on top of that.
Wah.
Yeah, wah is right.
You know, it's
and
funny.
That's his first time that he's doing it because somebody came into his restaurant and said, hey, can you make me this? And when he made it, it was like, hey, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to offer that for Restaurant Week.
Yes.
So you can go in and check that out. Or the guys at Grab and Go.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They're doing a breakfast
people don't know
now.
It's there.
Right. And they're doing a breakfast now. And
Ooh.
It's a breakfast with a waffle sandwich. He calls it a quaffle, something like that. And it is a thing. I looked it up online. But nobody in this area has them. So you can go and get a breakfast sandwich made with waffles and
love
have it there.
It.
And he's just starting it this week or next week.
So you're a foodie
for
as well.
That.
You're a foodie as well.
what does this look like?
So Wendy's like, oh, you're a foodie, and I don't like that. And I'm like, I like to go at least try something everywhere I go, whether it be the Philippines or the Hawaii. What I missed from Hawaii was the loco moco. I had to try it, and it was pretty good. Wasn't like, ooh, that's the best thing I ever had, but
I love trying different foods.
Yes. So I got friends that are heading over to Hawaii, and they're like, where do I go? And I got super excited because I've been there. I know the local areas. I know where to stay away from, you know, tourist traps and stuff like that. So it was cool talking to them about that. And now that we have restaurant week, it's nice because I get excited because I'm like, ooh, now I get to try everything. Mo's has breakfast now.
Yes, they do. That? Yeah.
I have not had the breakfast there, but I've heard really good. We should go to breakfast there.
Okay. When we're done working, right?
Yeah. But it's just different places that have, or restaurants. Like last year, you introduced me to Grab and Go. You introduced me to Cats. I didn't know Cats had food.
I know. And they have great tacos on Tuesdays. They have
amazing food.
Yeah.
And even, you know, the Rusty's now open too. If you want to venture out there and get, they've got great food.
And you
out there.
Introduced that to us.
Yeah.
You know, it was, and they've so done a good job. No, you know, we talk about music being kind of the theme for our community, but foods can certainly be that as well, especially when you get chefs or people who are excited about what they create.
That is amazing.
For you. I mean, it can be a simple burger. And I used to like some of the fancier stuff, like with jalapenos or avocados on top of your either omelets or in your burgers. And sure. I remember Moe's had one, I don't know what it was called, but they piled it high with onion rings.
Oh.
On the inside. I know that when one of our exchange students bought it, it was like, how do you put your mouth around that?
Exactly.
But it's fun.
It is fun. Yeah. It is fun to go. Plus, you know, if you go with some folks that you get to build that conversation. A couple of my friends, we've been friends since high school. We go to Moe's. We try to do every Friday, but hasn't been. Mm-hmm. You know, because the jobs and everything, and one of them referees full time too, and you know, he's always either refereeing a game, so we at least try to get together. And then when our other friend who still lives downstate, when he comes up, we all like to get together and just have a nice, and we'll play some credit card roulette sometimes. And
be careful
of that one.
Applewood Eatery is one of them that took advantage of what National Restaurant Week is about. So Restaurant Week in Esky is a local thing, but it's based on a national program. And part of it is to offer different fare, different foods at a set price. And so she's doing that based on her street address.
Wow.
So for $13.07, she'll have different entrees available throughout the week.
Wow.
And that's her address is 1307 Ludington Street.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
It is.
That's
cool.
Having fun it with it,
cool.
You know.
Because
who gets charged 7 cents? It's usually 97 cents.
Who has that kind
not
of change?
7 cents.
Who has the change? You make change. You want to round that up for?
You want to round that up? Yeah, that'd be another whole, almost a whole dollar.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I can get some time to go.
Even La Cantina, they're coming out with a brand new Mexican cheeseburger.
Ooh.
Just for restaurant week.
I have not been to La Cantina for a while. Yeah. And it was weird because I went to Grab and Go because I remember last year you're like, oh, you got to try the white chicken chili.
Mm-hmm.
So I got some of that. And then as I'm getting out and getting into my truck, I see Mark from Babaloons. And I'm like, I'll be there tomorrow. Don't worry about it.
Well, that's the deal when you know all the people who owns the businesses,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Because Rick Mishaw owns Grab and Go. And yesterday I was in there and I got, of all things, a vegan red chili.
Ooh.
And I thought I would just try it because, you know, his foods are different. They're aimed at people with a diet. But it was awesome. It was great. You know, you just have to overlook the vegan name in the front, unless, of course, you eat vegan food. So then you got to go for it.
But it was nice.
It was very good.
When Kim and I were out doing sales stuff and we were going, I'm like, let's go get something to eat. So every day we went to do something different. So one day we went to Cats, get the wings on the wings day.
Yep.
And then we went to, what was the other one we went to? Oh, Stones.
Stones. Yeah. The Otsego chicken sandwich.
Oof.
The Pantini.
Something.
Great.
I don't know. Anything there.
Yeah.
And it's healthy.
That's always a plus, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that covers pretty much the ones that I had. Of House of Ludington, of course, has been a lot of fun, not only having dinner there, but then the music.
Oh, yeah. You know,
especially the house band stuff has been fun, but also the big band stuff with Joe Helberg.
Yeah.
And what he's doing
so cool.
With the Merrier Revival Orchestra.
Yeah, he's really putting in the work, and it's paying off. We went to see them on New Year's. Not a big New Year's fan as per, you know, usually, but
the celebration
we went to House of Lighting team. We walked in there and I'm like, whoop, I guess I'm not in the themed costume. So everybody's like, where's your costume? I'm like, yeah, I'm here for a beer and listen to some music. And then we went over to watch the Merrier Orchestra too. So that was great. I caught it just in time for their Chicago one, which was awesome.
Yeah, they play more than just big band, but that's been a great time for Patty and I to get out and dance.
Yeah.
And more people, because we've gotten away from that. Used to be a big thing in Escanaba, even for when I was young. They don't seem to have the young person dance places anymore. We used to go to the Holiday. Do you remember that? The bowling alley?
Yes.
And you'd go in there and you'd have the bands up and you'd go dancing.
Well, I think it's just a generational thing. I think this next generation that we've got coming up now is just, they don't do, their idea of fun might be different than what our idea of fun was.
Well, they consume it different.
They do.
You know, we used to buy records and play it on the record player with your friends, and now you just get it in your headset and you're by yourself.
Yep, that's what another thing Ricky talked about the other day too, with the, you know, the upcoming of downloadable material. You know, I think of when Steve and the boys came out with their album. I'm like, hey, come on,
Exit Down Francis. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm buying it. I'll buy it. Mm-hmm. But when you look. It's weird because you go on iTunes or any of those music, Apple Music or whatever it may be, you pay Apple to subscribe to that, and then you could just listen to their music for nothing. Mm. And you wonder, okay, how does that breakdown work? Where is the band going to pay off for this?
I think the downloads or the streaming, when you stream it, they'll get a certain percentage.
You have to have tons in order to make it. Like Ricky was talking about when you put out an album back then, people had to buy the album. And it's changed for sure.
Reminds me of the movie with Glenn Miller with Jimmy Stewart, and he's talking to his father-in-law, who's like not happy that this guy is a musician that's married his wife, and he's talking about, yeah, he makes 3 cents a song or record, and he goes, well, how many records did you sell? Well, 3 million, and his jaw drops, you know.
Yeah.
In those days, that was a lot of money.
Yeah.
You also have fun with music.
I do.
And I know that you haven't done one in a while, but you started off doing the parodies here at the station, whether it's going fishing or eating punchkis, or for that matter, going on a road trip.
Oh,
Mike and all is having fun.
I was fishing with my buddies just off of Stonington when a stranger came up to me and asked me where I'm from. I said, we're all from here, youpers we all be. There's not a more beautiful place in this land that you will see. He looked at me and laughed a bit, like it was hard to understand. I said, get in the truck and hold on tight, we'll tour the Ute firsthand. Cause I've been everywhere, eh? I've been everywhere, yeah. I've been over here, yeah. And I've been over there, yeah. Bring that Ute air, yeah. I've been everywhere. I've been to Tapiola, Toivola, Winona, Spalding, Frida, Osceola, Nisula, Ishpeming, Calumet, Tamarack, South Range, Munising, Houghton, Hancock, Garden, Pequening, Hubbo, Chasso, Dodgeville, Channing, Watersmeet, Wakefield, Ironwood, and Dar all good. I've been everywhere, yeah? I've been everywhere. Hold on, I didn't hear half of those places. Oh, that was mostly Houghton County. Oh no, I'm not done though, let me finish. Okay, sorry, keep on going. I've been to Thompson, Steuben, Deerton, Segola, Copper Harbor, Eel Harbor, Eel River, Nama, Perkins, Pine Ridge, Rapid River, Barraga, Crystal Falls, Iron River, Gladstone, Escanaba, Isabella, Kiva, Limestone, Trout Lake, Round Lake, Dana Lake, Stella Lake, and Pete's Lake. Well, geez, we've been a lot of places, but those lakes aren't really towns, are they? No, but youpers know what I'm saying. Oh, okay, sounds like I need to make a road trip. Oh, wait, there's not more. I've been to Rudyard, Kipling, Ralph, Sault Ste. Marie, Blaney Park, Germfast, Gulliver, Brimley, Newberry, Deer Park, Engadine, Rumley, Cedarville, Nobbinway, Curtis, Trenary, St. Ignace, Harvey, Scandia, Tromley, Champion, Marquette, Negaunee, Kingsley. I've been everywhere, eh? I've been everywhere, yeah. I've been over here, yeah. I've been over there, yeah. Breathing that UP air, yeah. I've been everywhere. Little Lake, Michigami, Stevenson, Manistique, Menominee, Perrinville, Cedar River, Seeney, Bark River, Ford River, Flat Rock, Foster City, Iron Mountain, Kingsford, Copper City, So Pretty, Lakeland and Mesaville, Norway, Sydney, Schaefer, Kinross. Don't forget the Keweenaw. Wow, I didn't realize there were that many places here. Yeah, they don't call it God's country for nothing. Oh, and while you're visiting here, you need to try a Youper staple, the pasty. And don't forget the ketchup. Well, sounds like you know your way around. Yeah, yeah. I told ya. I've been everywhere.
I've been everywhere.
Yeah. Mike Ganahl this morning with his parody, but that's still a fun song, whether it's a parody or not, right? That just goes to show your ability to be so creative, whether you're writing songs for Stonewall or for here at the station. And that one, I think, you know, we can make fun of where we live, which is unusual. Yeah. Other parts of the country can't do that.
No.
We can do that through music.
Or they can try.
T-shirts or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's fun doing those parodies. Sometimes it's all a part of the creative process when you get creative. I think when I'm writing, there's got to be the mood. Mm-hmm. It's got to be, you know, it's got to be the place that you're at in your mind. If you're so busy, like I've been super busy with everything.
The sense of exaggeration, like when Bill Gassman wrote the UP Boogie about shoveling out the snow.
Yeah.
He's from Gladstone.
Yeah.
It's just having fun, a lot of fun with music.
Life is all about that. It should be. It should be about having fun or, you know, lighten up a little bit. You know, a lot of folks take things so seriously.
You've been practicing with Stonewall. You have anything coming up? I know that you are concerned about the people playing.
Yeah. We have a couple books this summer coming up. You know, obviously the Music Mondays. Obviously, Eric and I will do Escanaba Beats. What's coming in the works is Craig out at the Rusty Rail is really excited about trying to bring back the fun stuff they used to do out mm-hmm. there. So now they are hosting all of the tractor pulls that are out there. And the tractor pulls are a fun event. A lot of camping and stuff like that. His visions are huge, and he wants to do that. So we're trying to put together, and he's kind of tasked me to do it. He's like, can you put me together like this festival? And, you know, I'm like, well, how often is this tractor pulls going to happen? I guess it happens more than one weekend out there. So he wants to do it on the final weekend. So I got to look at the scheduling and look at how that's going, and then look into us to see, because right now we have a wedding that we're doing in July. That's the next big one other than Music Monday.
With the band or with your DJ?
With the band.
Okay.
And so,
because you have a DJ business as well.
Yes. So we'll probably end up doing part DJ, part band on that one. But just the creative process now is bigger within the band. When we get together to practice, we'll try something new, and we'll be like, yes, that's gonna really pay off. So, but again, possibly losing a drummer is gonna be huge. I could drum at the end of the day, but...
Nah, you'll find yourself a drummer. Playing guitar.
I do.
And singing.
I like doing up, getting up front and feeling the energy of the crowd. There's nothing like it.
And fire the crowd up, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. It's great. And then, you know, just be nice to everybody. Don't let that stuff get to your head. There's a lot of people, I think, that do that. As we talked about earlier, you know, off air, we were talking about different problems that certain bands had because they couldn't get along or whatever. And I'm blessed that we all get along really well. And we all just, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's just, look, we're having fun making music, and the people that we entertain are having fun. And that's the point. That's the whole goal, is everybody needs to be smiling. And, you know, if you cheer, whether it be one song that really hits somebody that, either made them sad at one point. I've actually had that happen where they came up afterwards and said, why did you play that song?
Right. Yep.
That song meant this much to me. And it was like, well, you know, sorry. Because it was a bad memory for that person.
Right.
But then we'd play something else that would just bring them back to reality again. So I love that music can do that to people.
The power of music, absolutely.
Yeah, I wish I'd been doing it about 40 years, though, so I could be as good as...
Hey, you're moving forward one step at a time.
That's
here,
right.
Okay? All right.
50 is the new 40.
That's right. Or 30.
Yeah. Until you wake up in the morning and feel all the crackles you got.
Just do it in beat, okay?
Yeah.
Mike Canal, Stonewall, and many other hats as well. Thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Love it.
Thank you for listening. A special thanks to our sponsor, SwedishPimple.com. Check out all of the fishing lures made right here in the Upper Peninsula at SwedishPimple.com. You can continue to follow us at HometownEscanaba.com. We connect with the people, activities, and newsmakers from Escanaba and Michigan's Upper Peninsula.